Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody else, all of the world, Blog Talk Radio. Hi, this is Angel, Prophet Shakespeare's daughter. Prophet is in Kentucky ministering today, but we're going to continue the series they've been talking about, the calling on your life and the prophetic gift or office. And with the same panel that we had this week, I believe yesterday, with Prophet Daryl, Prophetess Bertha and Prophetess Maginice. We're going to continue with all of that. And once you're online, Prophetess Bertha Pruitt, Prophet Daryl and Maginice, let me know you're online so I can make your mic hot, okay? And then we can get started. how's everybody's week been going? Mine has been blessed, a little tiring, but blessed. I'm so happy to be seeing the fruits of my healing and the process of it and just believing God well and getting through everything without complaining and just seeing God in it all. It's funny how he works. Any testimonies or anything on the line, we'd love to hear them today, too. I'm not sure how long we're going to go today. I'm in an opera, everybody. Yay! I'm in my first opera outside of my school and University of Detroit, our sister school at Mary Grove here. I'm in my first opera. I'm in the course, so it's not too extensive, but it's still extensive. It's still the same adrenaline when you walk out on that stage. So I'm in opera, and it's going really well, and it's a little tiring. If you can hear my voice, it's a little tired because we're still singing and all that. So again, I'm going to repeat, we're going to be continuing the place we were at this week with Prophet, the call that is on your life, with the same panel he had, Prophetess Maginese, Prophetess Daryl, and Daryl Sanders, and Prophetess Bertha Pruitt. So when you guys are online, please let me know so I can make your mics hot and we can get started with this. Again, if you have any testimonies, we want to hear the extreme. We want to hear all the great things God is doing in your life. If you have any testimonies, they don't even have to be yours. We rejoice with those. We dance for those that are experiencing great things. So if you have any testimonies or anything, just make your mic hot. Let me know that you have a comment or want to speak, and I can make your mic hot. Okay, I see you have a mic hot, and that's coming from Chicago. Prophet Saunders or Maginese, I'm expecting. Your mic is hot, 773. Hello?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Who is this?
Be on vacation.
Hey, no, he's never on vacation. Sometimes. He's in Kentucky ministering.
Okay.
Yeah, he just got there late last night, so I believe he's teaching or something this afternoon, and he got a schedule for the rest of the weekend, but he will be home for Father's Day.
I know that's right. Y'all make sure y'all love him.
Yes. So I'm just waiting for our two sisters to get online so we can continue with the same topic that Prophet had been discussing with everyone about the call on their life. And he said he wanted to still flow in that same vein with you and Bertha and Maginese on the line speaking and to just hit at that topic of the prophetic gift or office and what is the difference between those two. So I'll be here kind of just, you know, helping you guys through the discussion and everything, you know, on the switchboard to, you know, help anybody who wants to ask questions or have comments to make their mics hot and everything. But, you know, you guys do your thing. You guys are so awesome at it. So I'm just waiting on them. How you been, Prophet Daryl?
I've been all right, just battling this cold.
Okay.
But I'm still here. I'm still above the ground.
Amen. And that's what matters most. I mean, we still got purpose in this place, huh?
That's right. That's right.
Uh-huh.
How you been?
I am so much better. I'm just thanking God for the process of my healing. I said, you know what? There's no point in me complaining. And you know, he's gonna see it finished. He's going to see it through. He won't leave me like this. So, because I had been seeing like double vision, just dizzy, off balance, and all that kind of stuff. I see so straight and so clear right now. You know, I get a little topsy-turvy here and there with my equilibrium, but, I mean, I'm just thanking God that, you know, he always sees me through. That's what we have to remember. You know, we get stuck in a situation and we forget what he did already. So
exactly.
I'm happy about it.
You know what? A preacher friend of mine always told me, you don't get stuck in going through.
Mm-hmm.
Going through to get to the other side. And,
yes.
You know, if we get to the other side, we got to praise him in the midst of whatever we're going through.
Yes.
You've got to give him a praise. You know,
got to. Yes.
But it's the will of God that we make it through. Amen.
Amen.
See, you come from a bloodline of survivors, so you got survivorship upon your life.
Yes. Yes. That spirit of long suffering. Yes. Yes. Amen. Prophetess Bertha, if you're on the line, let me know so I can make your mic hot. I kind of held her and Maginice and you on Facebook. So I hope they got the message. Hey, everybody who's online, we thank you for being online. We thank you for the callers. Again, if you have a praise report or a testimony or anything, please let me know, I believe by pressing 1, so I can make your mic hot and you can give that comment and even during the discussions and everything, so we can make your mic hot. I'm going to go to a song very quickly, and then we'll come back and begin the discussion. Amen?
Amen.
Okay.
Provide sacrifice.
Hallelujah. Come on, that the rest of that place through real lowly. Come on, just ask God to fill you up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. We are here, PSM Live. Thank you, callers that are on the line. Thank you, listeners that are on the air. Thank you so much. Again, I'll repeat for the newcomers that are just getting on the line. Prophet is in Kentucky ministry, so we want to keep him in our prayers. Press 1 if you have a testimony or a prayer request or any time during the conversation that goes on to let us know that you have a comment or anything so we can make your mic hot. We do want to acknowledge all our callers and any questions or comments you might have. We want to be able to answer them, pray for you, pray with you. I know we got Prophet Saunders, Prophet Daryl on the line. We're waiting on Prophet. It's Bertha. Bertha, if you're on the air, just press 1 so we can make your mic hot. We're going to go with the same panel and talk about the prophetic gift and the prophetic office. And what's the difference? Staying with this, in the same vein of the call that is on your life. Everybody, this is PSM Live. Let's see. I'm making a mic hot in the D, 313-285. Your mic is hot.
This is Bertha Angel. How are you? Prophet Daryl.
Hey.
Hey,
Hey, our panel is almost complete, but I know you guys can handle it. I don't know if Mad Denise will make it on today or not, but when she gets on there, if she can get on, I will plug her right in. So none of my other callers, I got a 985 and a 313. Thank you guys for listening. Again, just press 1 if you have a question or a comment, prayer request, praise report, things of that nature. We're going to start this conversation right now. I don't know where you guys left off or what happened. The prophet said he wanted you guys to continue in the same vein, same flow as the last show, I believe. Topic was the call that is on your life, and then difference between the prophetic gift and the prophetic office. So, you guys, do we need a question or something?
Well, I came in on the tail end of the show on yesterday, and I think it was Maginese who was talking about how she began to notice that she was a prophet. And then that's when Prophet was talking about, like, the office and the gift. You know, the gift is, it's a gift from God to be a prophet anyway, you know, and walking in the office of a prophet. You know, I was telling them on yesterday, it's a lonely walk, in other words. You know, sometimes being a prophet, don't too many people want to hang out around the prophet, or because, you know, either we are open, expose them, or, you know, or we see something, you know, that they think they hide and getting away and getting by. And, you know, we can look right through them, in other words. Their life is like an open book, so don't too many people want to hang around real prophets.
Right.
You know, they'll hang around them faking jackleg prophets, but they won't, the prophets of God, they really won't hang around all, because all the prophets of God don't always have good news.
Yeah.
And the prophet's job is to declare, it's to bring rebuke and it brings correction. And a lot of people, and I know some prophets that, you know, they prophesy cars and houses. These are the things he promised us if we will walk upright. You know, he said,
mm-hmm.
if we live right, he said he would give these things to us. You know, so I don't have to prophesy no car, no mansion, money, and all that stuff. But if your life is out of line and out of the will of God, then that's the prophet's job to come and let you know and to bring you warning.
Right.
You know, and that's because a lot of people don't know what the prophet's job is, or being in the prophet realm. A lot of people want to be a prophet, but they don't know the work and the job of a prophet.
Truly. Let's take this caller. I'm not sure if there's a comment here or what, but 985, you've been holding for a minute since you pressed your button. So 985, your mic is hot. Who is speaking to?
Good morning. This is Marcy Scott in the Bayou Country. As prophet was, if you heard my voice, and yesterday I was one of the last to be on the line, and one of my comments to him, because I didn't hear everything, because when I was going to press for a comment after Bertha had prayed, I just wanted to say something, and my electricity went out. And my phone disconnected twice. The electricity went out, and I said, okay, God's speaking to me, so that means be quiet. I was so caught up in wanting to know what God was saying that I didn't remember I had a cell phone that wasn't connected to the electricity until I got a text, because I had gotten word from Prophet a couple of months ago that told me that I'm a prayer, and I pray scripture back to God. I'm an intercessor, and that's all I know to be. It's just to pray God's word back to him and then watch and wait for the answers or the manifestation. And so he and I had talked about that at one point, and then he said to me a couple of months ago, well, woman of God, when God is going to tell you something, you won't be able to talk about it until he gives you permission. So when I was going to press that, when I was getting ready to press that button, the lights went off, and it cut off, I just knew God was telling me to be quiet. So when I finally got on, it was 5 minutes till, and I realized that you all were talking about something that I had not had any of the conversation, but all he gave to me was Jeremiah. Remember, I said, Jeremiah is your weeping prophet, Lord. And he said, yes, because Jeremiah had to bring truth, and truth sometimes is correction, and truth is sometimes what people don't want to hear. He said, and Jeremiah would weep, and the Lord would say, now, if you don't tell them, I will confound you before their faces, so don't look at their faces. And that is where that was given to me in 2006. Consider Jeremiah's assignment and understand that God didn't tell me that I had any kind of gifts, except that I would pray and he would hear. So that's all I claim. I claim a relationship with God in that I would pray only what I'm told to pray, and then I'll wait to see his answers.
I would just like to say to I agree with everything that Prophet Dale has said, and as he was saying, sometimes as prophets and prophetess, we don't understand our office. And the office is necessary in the body of Christ, as Prophet so often points out. It's because it warns of what is and is to come. And it's not always about the prosperity, but it's about spiritual awareness of the things that are coming upon the body of Christ or person individually. And that is the job, to warn them of the things to come. And Jeremiah was a prophet, but he was also an intercessor. He interceded for the people. That's why he cried out and wept so, because the burden of the people was on him. And as prophets, we have the burden, we carry the burden of the people. And it is our job to point them to the right way so that they'll know the false prophets. But then you have people, as Prophet Dale said, they'll run after the false prophets because they speak to them what they want to hear, not what God is saying. And it is just amazing how that as believers, some people will grasp after the things that are not of God before they even think about what God is really saying. And this has come from God. Because prophecy is not all about a bed of roses.
No.
And God shows you things sometimes that you don't even want to see,
and tell anyone. And as he says, all things are not to be released. God shows us to pray that person through or to intercede for the body of Christ. I had called a prophet one time a couple of years ago because God had put a apostle in my spirit, and I told Prophet Shakespeare what the Lord has showed me. And he said, that is not to be released, Bertha. That's for you to pray this person through. So that's what I did. And when you don't understand, there's nothing wrong with asking. Because
right.
We're yet growing to get to where we need to be in our calling and our anointings. We're not there yet, and you never get there until God comes after the church. You always need advice and wisdom from somebody that's been where you've been.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
All for the perfecting of the church.
Yes, I agree. Because, you know, that's why the Lord had, when I first came into the knowledge of what prophecy was and what it was, you know, I would just tell everything that the Lord would show me. And I didn't, it didn't matter if it hurt their feelings or, you know, none of that. You know, I didn't. Stop telling me. He said, if I show it to you, and I tell you, then you see. If I show it to you, and I don't tell you, tell me, I want you to pray. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And I'm learning now, like, I just had a dream that the Spirit was showing me in this dream that he was going to flood New York. And it wasn't no survivors. I said, oh, my God. And I was telling somebody, I said, did y'all hear about what happened in New York? You know, and I'm just praying that the Lord allow his hand of mercy to be upon New York, all because New York had enough trauma with 9/11. And I just say, Lord, you just spare Chicago like no end. But in reality, he's really not spared Chicago because they yet every day on the news you hear somebody got killed.
Yeah.
It's coming to a day and time that the Lord is not, and like they said last night, at you, God is not winking at us no more.
Right.
So Jesus is still sitting on the throne and saying, Father, forgive them for they not know what they're doing. Hallelujah. But he's charging the church. He's charging the born-again believers all because we're not out there doing what he has told us to do. He's charging the prophets all because the enemy wants to silence the prophet.
That's right.
The apostle said yesterday, the devil wants to silence the prophet. The devil wants to quiet the prophet's mouth. But us as being prophets, we need to cry out and spare not. We need
That's
to
right.
open the devil.
Yes.
And I thank God for Apostle Shakespeare, and the Lord has really been dealing with that man of God, and I praise for him as I pray for my old pastor. I praise for Apostle Shakespeare all because, see, I know
Amen.
What it's like a prophet when people come up against you and people talking about you and scandalizing your name and don't want to see
That's
you
right.
happy. And don't want to see you prosper and all this and stuff. You know, witches and warlocks want to see the prophets be.
That's right.
But God allows the witches to be destroyed.
Yes, he is.
My
God.
My God.
You know, you're right. You're so right, Prophet Dale. As Prophet was teaching us on Tuesday night, know your territory. As prophets and prophetess, even as intercessors, we have to know our territory. We have to know the authority and power that God has given us. And because if you step on the wrong territory, you're going to be defeated. Because God has not assigned you to that territory. And he said, how you know your territory is you go in prayer.
God give you a vision or a dream, pray about it. God, is this what you have given me? Know that it's from God. And it's not the enemy distracting you to get on somebody else's territory. If you're going to be like those that were in that cave in Acts, they went in there to cast out demons, and the demons swooped in because they was on the wrong territory. You cannot step on Satan's territory and think you're going to win when God has not sent you there.
Amen.
Wow. You're so absolutely right, woman of God, because I was praying, and when Katrina came, I had gotten this, God just actually told me, go home, and I'm sitting there looking at television, and I called my husband, I said, where are you? And he was in New Orleans. I said, you have to leave now. I said, and we have to call all our family and tell them to get out. I said, because that thing is surely coming. And my sister said, we've never left before. I said, this is different. I said, God, but this is different. And then he told me, now, I've already prepared a place for you to go. He said, go, you sit, and you watch, and you pray. And then I began to understand that I was to pray that more lives were not lost. And then he showed me in the Bible where there were always sacrifices when a destruction was coming. There was always sacrifices when a destruction was coming. And I did not fully understand that except to say, but those were the ones chosen to be with him because he had sacrificed them. And I read where he said about Africa. He said Ethiopia was a sacrifice, but that was coming to an end. And I didn't fully understand that because I had gone to a conference in New Orleans after Juan. There had been a storm, but it wasn't major. And when I went to that conference, I didn't feel God there. He said, they're still missing me. This is a conference about me, but they're missing me, so leave this city. And I left thinking, my God, this is like Sodom and Gomorrah. What are you going to do, Lord? So I'm not through praying for New Orleans because we're rebuilding, but we're not rebuilding the way God wanted it. And so as we pray, we say, God, do they see you? Do they hear you? Do you understand? Because money and things are being misappropriated. And the reason I brought that up is because you talked about New York and you said, you're not through. I'm not through praying because our politicians, and I was on a nonprofit, so I know how the money was going, and I know how it wasn't going. So in Washington, we're saying, what is happening? And you know what he said? You go to your politicians in your local city and ask them, because we're spending what we're supposed to spend before the basis. So that's what God is telling us to watch and to pray, because he's not through with the correction. He's not through with the correction. Disasters are happening in many places. FEMA announced that they were not going to help the West area where that explosion was because it was not a natural disaster.
My Lord.
And then when the natural disasters come, they say, we don't want to help because that disaster wasn't in our plan. It was not one we identified as one we were responsible for rebuilding this. So God is not pleased with America and the things we're doing.
That's right.
You know, as Prophet Daryl has said earlier, and Prophet said yesterday on the show, people want to be apostles and prophets and prophetess, but they don't understand all that comes with the office. And as you read the word of God, the life of the apostles, none of them lived in luxury. They were loners. They were persecuted.
Yes.
They barely sometimes had food to eat.
Yes.
But they trust God to be with them and to
yes.
take care of them. But it was not the people, because as the word says, the prophet is not even honored in his own house.
That's right.
And people, like, they don't want to hear the truth. They're one of your things that itch their ears and make them feel good. But when it comes out to the word that is going to correct them, to edify them, that they can mature more in Christ, they don't want to hear it. And as Prophet often says,
God can't use you with the bipolar spirit. You can only cure. Say that again. Even as intercessors and prayer warriors, there are different levels of intercessory and prayer warriors. Know your position. Stop trying to get in the other person's position and work on cultivating and maximizing the gift that God has placed in you. Because it's not another man's gift.
That is true. That is so true.
And our pastor preached a message one time, stay on your own property.
Mm-hmm.
If you get on my property, God can't protect you because you're out of your lane. Stay on your own property, and I'll stay on mine. And then let God use us in the area that he has gifted us. Let us work together. Because all gifts accompany each other.
Yeah.
It takes all the gifts to perfect the body of Christ. No gift is higher or stays higher than the other. They all work together for one purpose, that God will be glorified in the earth.
My Lord.
People don't realize that it's always a competition. It's always I'm better, I'm higher, I'm more this, it's about some type of, they think it's seniority with God. Come on.
Yeah, it's all about them and not about God.
Mm-mm.
And that's what's going on in this city.
And it's a shame God got to waste his time on getting that little stupid stuff together with us. Well, he could be doing something else. This is why the laborers are few. This is why the laborers are few.
Amen. Because the world is no longer reading the Bible. They're reading the believer's life.
Yeah.
And some of our lives are so raggedy. Until the sinner would say, I might as well stay where I'm at if all this is going on in the church.
Yeah.
We have got to walk what we and live what we preach.
Yeah.
We can't preach and then live a life contrary to it. We have got to live it, walk it, talk it, eat it, and breathe it. God is.
Yeah.
How do I know God can do anything? Because I've seen him do it. He did it for me. Our lives are supposed to be a testimony of what God can and will do.
For
me too.
Yeah.
He did it. And I share this in the fact that in my healing, this is my testimony, in my healing, a while back I didn't even know they called it diocular vision. I couldn't see out of both my eyes at the same time. I could only, one eye I could see real good. If I closed the other one, I could see real good. And you would think we're normally supposed to be able to see out of both eyes at the same time. And I asked God that one night, lying on my bed, and he said, because you don't want to see me, why should I let you see?
Wow.
I asked him to forgive me, I repented, and I asked the question, what is it that I don't want to see, Lord? He said, I don't want you to see with judgment, I want you to see with mercy. And so I had to repent for not wanting to see something because in my eyes it looked ugly. And so that meant I was judging, without judging who the maker is. And I asked God to forgive me, and then I had to ask this young lady to forgive me. And I said, I judged you, and I judged you erroneously. She said, and I am so sorry, can you forgive me? And she said, I had lied to you. I said, because you didn't trust me to forgive you. So now I said, I'm repenting.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it did not keep me at first. I was not able to go back. And I said, Lord, if I can't go back, I said, then you have to do it. If you're the healer, if you did the surgery, I need you to remove everything. And at midnight, for 7 days, I would have to get up and go sit, and the stuff came out. And when I went back to the doctor 14 days later, he said, "Stop, because what you had, you should have got." So it appeared that I had not had surgery at all, because they started coming to look into my sinus cavity. And they said, "My God, did you have your surgery?" I said, "I'm already having it." Did the doctor told us to get out of it? He was showing me the power. What do you want to do? I don't even know who I am except that I pray. But I said, "But I pray." He said, "Lord, if you're the healer, heal me and let me be a testimony for you whenever you desire to use me." So that's the surgery I had. What he sees. So I pray always, "Lord, let me see what you see, and then let me see what you see, and let me do it the way you would do it." Just to pray. His hand in his mercy. And that's right now. That's where we are now. It's like, "Lord, what are you doing? What are you doing in us? What are you doing through us?" I don't know. But I always trust him to show me when he say I can handle it. Because it means I'll be obedient in the hard times. I would be obedient. That's a hard place to be, but it's a bad place to be. Obedient in the hard time.
Amen. We have another caller on. I just want to acknowledge our caller from 917 area code. If you have a comment or question or anything to what we're talking about today, just press 1, or if you have a praise report, prayer request. We're still in the same vein from the last show about the call that is on your life and the difference between the prophetic gift and the office. Right now, we're off into some other, like, personal things when it comes to the prophetic, and just staying in your lane and being in your own, that position, the call, the place that God has called for you, and not trying to go into other territories that you haven't even been trained for, even been equipped for, haven't even been assigned to. So, we just thank God for Prophetess Bertha on the line and Prophet Saunders. And I'm sorry, 985, what is your name? You've been such an asset to this conversation today. What's your name?
Margie Scott.
Margie Scott?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for being on the air with us today. We can continue with the conversation. 917, again, just press 1 if you have a comment or anything. Thank you so much for listening. So I have a question for you guys what is the difference between the prophetic gift and the prophetic office? So people will know. I know, but I don't know if I can explain it to the extent that somebody will come out of it and get an understanding, because I believe I'm gifted, but I by no means take an office of a prophet just because my daddy is one. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people try to do that to me, but that's not me. I believe that I have the gift or the unctioning at times and specific, you know, moments and places and times, and, you know, when God desires to use me in that area. But I am by no means a prophet sitting in the office in the chair. No.
Well, I'll speak on the gift of prophecy, and Prophet Dill, you can elaborate on the office of the prophet. The gift of prophecy is for the edifying of the church. And sometimes those that have the gift of prophecy, they might not prophesy but one time and no more, as Obadiah did. Obadiah, God gave him one word of prophecy, and he has one book. But Obadiah didn't prophesy anymore, and there are others that prophesied only one time. But then there's others that have the gift that God used them to edify the church, to edify a person's life, or to bring a warning to someone. And then you have the gift of prophecy. It's not always that you speak it out. But sometimes God gives you a word for a person to speak to them in private. It's not for everybody's ears. And then sometimes God gives you a word of prophecy to put a person through. And it's not even to be released. So just because we have the gift of prophecy doesn't mean that we're going to prophesy every day or every other week. We speak as God they speak, when God they speak, so he reveals it to us.
Somebody's background, I can't hear Bertha. I'm just hearing a TV or something.
As me walking in the office of a prophet, you know, it's like the Lord works on me at the oddest times. You know, I keep walking on the street, and the Lord will have me to witness or to tell somebody. I don't know if they be saved or if they saved or not saved, they backslide or whatever. But it's something to bring to have to know that the Lord is with them, and to let them know that, you know, everything's going to be all right. Because, see, the first thing about prophecy is the present, the past, and the future.
Mm-hmm.
Either you've been through it, God going to let you know that he was there, that you've been through something that didn't nobody know, but you and God and the person you went through it with or family members or whatever know that you've been through this thing. Now, the present me is going to take place right now, instantaneously. The future me is up the road.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, as walking in the office of a prophet, it's just like the things that God speaks and reveals to the prophet, hallelujah, is certain things that he will reveal to his prophet that's walking in the office of his prophet. Mean walking in the office of the prophet. And, you know, it's just, how can I explain this? It's just mind-blowing. I mean, it's just overwhelming, the things that God reveals to his prophets, not only to the people, but by his word. He will open up to the word of God. When I first became a prophet and I knew, found out what a prophet was, I will never forget this. I was at St. James Church, God in Christ, up under Willie James Campbell. And it was on a Resurrection Sunday. And the praise was real high, the anointing was real high, everybody was bucking and shouting, praising the Lord and worshiping God. The Lord instantly stopped me from praising, took me in the spirit realm, and allowed me to see Jesus hanging on the cross. If I would have stuck my hand out, the blood that rang from Jesus would have got on my hand. I saw the two thieves. He allowed me to see the two thieves on the cross. I was like, oh, God. Lord, have mercy. And I was like, oh, my God, from being old, I was like, okay, Lord. And he just been showing me stuff. And when God began to reveal his mysteries to you, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You are in a certain place where God can trust you. It's certain things that only God will reveal to you only. Hallelujah. As being a prophet.
Yes, and also Prophet Shakespeare taught us in class, these are the points he gave us on the office of a prophet. The prophet is to point the way. foresight to see what's coming to prepare.
Hello, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
I think, do we lose you, Prof. this Bertha? We have lost her for a second. Gosh, she's about to give some good information.
Yeah.
She's doing a redirect. She's getting a redirect.
Yeah. Thank you for the callers that are online still listening in. Thank you so much.
Wow.
And you know, God is just so, he's so amazing, so mind-blowing when it comes down.
Yes, he is.
Spiritual realm. I don't know if y'all ever experienced this. I'm quite sure some of y'all have been on airplanes. And it's just so mind-blowing. I was just telling somebody how, oh my God, how a plane still is able to hold up in the air like that.
Yeah.
With in the gravity, hallelujah, is able to hold still in the air like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
The engine, that heavyweight. God is just so awesome. He is just so, I mean, it's just so mind-blowing. It's just, you know, so incredible how God can put that in man. Somebody
wow.
has to profit, or that somebody has to be right in contact with God to even create something like that.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
You know, and not only that, I look at the rockets that they always shooting up into space, and can't nobody do that unless they got in contact with the man.
That's right. Wisdom and knowledge from God.
It's just it's just Lord, and then when I one year I went to Puerto Rico. And we was up in the mountains. I said, look at God creation, how he just perfect just cut this stuff out. It just looked like a picture been painted.
Wow.
God is it's just mind blowing. I don't see how some people can go around and play with God.
Amen.
Cause we got
you know, Papa Dale, what you're speaking of, I was just sitting in the backyard earlier this morning just thinking. When you become in tune with God, that intimate relationship of being in love with him, then you become in tune with the creation as Solomon did. You begin to appreciate the birds and the flowers and the wind blowing in the trees, how the leaves... All of that becomes just awesome to you. All of a sudden, it's like God has taken some blinders off your eyes. And you're seeing more. And you're appreciating more the creation of God.
Yeah.
And Solomon even compared his wives to the creation of God.
Ooh. Yeah.
And Solomon was a prophet. And as God opens your eyes, the more you see, and you love the creation, because God even loves everything. God loves everything he created, and you begin to love it as God loved it. That's how you know you tapped into the heart of God.
Yes.
You gotta know the heart of God in order to understand what God is speaking.
That's right.
Yep.
And that's what's wrong. A lot of people do not know the heart of God. What is the heart of God? Love for his people.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Yeah, I was in Florida, and I love the sun. I love to be outside. I love to just look at the sky. I love to look at trees. Like, my windows, they open right now. I'm sitting in front of it doing the show, and I just love it. And I'm in Florida, and I see these weird-looking birds. I put it on Facebook, these weird-looking birds. At first, I thought they was a family of ducks or something. And then this guy, he's like, no, those are the endangered species whooping cranes. I said, what? I'm looking at an endangered species? I'm looking at something that there are only like 100 or 300 of, like people are like out here looking for and trying to keep on this planet. And I'm like, Lord, and I tried to get a closer look at them, but they came to us. So I wind up running back in the building anyways. But it was just so awesome that I got to see them and hear their cry. They have this weird cry. They're called the whooping crane, and they have this whooping sound, and I got to hear it, and I didn't know they flew. I got to see them fly. It was just a beautiful moment and experience and time. And some people might not have taken it for anything because they know not God. But when you know God and you, like, you made that, and you made it for a reason and a purpose, and my eyes got to see it up close and personal, it was just something really special. It was really wonderful.
You know, I look at the creation of God, I look at how he created the animals. Who knows how to do these things besides the Almighty God?
Yeah, glory to God.
He knew how to create apples. He knew how to create little bit of roaches and mice and all this stuff. This is his creation, so little things, you know, that people don't even realize that it's created by him.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mankind, you know, how he just blew in the dust.
Yes, Lord.
It's amazing. And when you get in that place with God, to where you appreciate his creation.
Jesus, you know, hallelujah.
Everything that our parents or our husband or our wife or boyfriend, our girlfriend, we can appreciate what they do for us, but do we really appreciate what God has done?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, because he did it, and he did it well.
Oh,
he did
my
it
God. Well. And you know, there's a song that our pastor always uses in her ministry when she's ministering on the love of God and the love of the creation. And how he loved us so much that he sent his only son to lay down his life for us. She said, do you realize that even in all of his agony, we were on his mind? We were not even yet formed, but we were on his mind.
His mind.
Because he loved us.
Yeah.
And there is no greater love than to be on the mind and the heart of the Father.
It's so awesome.
Says, some of us don't even know him as Father. We know him as Savior, Redeemer, but we have not even experienced him as a Father. When
Father.
We can go beyond the veil to the house, to the storehouse, and he says, go in and get what you want. You got to be on the level of knowing him and loving him as Father.
That's right.
I can't access him as Father, but I thank God that I can love him as Father.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Because
it's the Father that supplies all I need. Oh, Jesus.
We got a caller who wants to say something. 818, your mic is hot.
Oh, hey. Hello. I'm calling in. This is Cammy from California.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing? I was just really calling in, just listening.
Okay. Thank you for listening. You sure you didn't have anything to say?
You know, I just chimed in on it. I didn't really get a chance to hear everything, but I'm, you know, grateful and thankful for the ministry as usual. I guess the prophet's not in today, so just wanted to say. Hello?
Hello, go ahead.
Okay, no, just wanted to say again thank you, and I was just calling in to get my daily dose.
Okay, good. Good, good. Okay, I'm going to put you back on mute. You just press 1 again if you have anything to say, any comments
no problem.
Anything. Thank you so much for being on the air with us.
Okay.
Praise God. Angel, I don't. Did we have prayer yet?
No, we didn't.
Oh,
I was just about
to
say that.
Prayer prizes. Prophet Daryl is over there already signed up to pray for us.
Okay.
Praise God.
God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for Apostle Shakespeare, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for his family, oh God. We thank you for birth, oh God. God, we just thank you for the intercessors, prayer warriors, oh God. And God, we just thank you for another broadcast, oh God. And God, we just want to tell you thank you. Lord, we just want to tell you how much we appreciate you. God, we just want to tell you how much we adore you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you for life on today, oh God. God, we just thank you for allowing us to live, oh God. God, we just want to take thank you for all that you have done, oh God. God, we want to take thank you for what you're about to do in our lives. God, we thank you for being forgiving, God. God, we thank you for loving on us when we was unlovable, God. God, we thank you for keeping us when we didn't even have the power to be kept. God, we just want to tell you thank you, oh God. God, we ask you to bless Apostle Shakespeare ministry, oh God. We ask you to bless it like nothing before, oh God. God, we ask you to draw, oh God. God, we ask you to be there with in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, anything that's attached to him, oh God, we ask you to bless it in this season, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
My woman, oh God. God, we ask you to bless the apostle the same, oh God. Overflow his meal, devil, oh God. Give him more money, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, he's not going to work for you, oh God. God, you said you will bless the hands of the coppersmith. And God, bless the hands of Apostle Shakespeare. In the name of Jesus. Bless each and every one of his children, oh God, one by one, name by name, and person by person, oh God. The name of Jesus. We bind up every warlock in the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
The man of God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
Oh, God. In the
name
of
Jesus.
Oh,
in the name of
Jesus. Oh, God. Take them through, oh God. Encourage
Jesus.
Their hearts, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, look at us,
Jesus.
Oh God. In the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus. God, we
yes,
looking for accepted miracles, oh God. Accepted unexpected blessings, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank
Jesus.
You for this season, oh God. We thank,
thank
you for
you,
a season of being thankful, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God. Be confident, oh,
yes,
yes, God. Come
yes,
about those in the name of Jesus.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Make them throw down their weapons, oh God. Make them throw their weapons, oh God. Put them up on the host of the rest right now. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus.
God. Look on your friends, oh God. Look on your prophets, oh God. Look on your evangelists, oh God. Look on your prophets, oh God. Look on your pastors, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, for your glory, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, we know your
name,
Father. We know your evil, oh God. Do it for your glory, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, we come to
Lord,
don't keep the city. Then the city won't be killed. But God, we come to tell you thank you.
Yes,
right now, oh God. We thank you right now, oh God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Look on our eyes, oh God. We come to tell you, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
We thank for healing and life, Lord God. We thank for making them whole, oh God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God.
God.
We thank you, Lord God. Bless them going in, oh God. Bless them coming
Jesus.
Out, oh God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God, we're going to be some devil and be some of mine to give you all the praise and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh,
amen,
God, we lift up angels to you today, oh God. The faithful daughter, the faithful servant. Oh,
yes.
God, that is always ready to just do whatever she has to do. Father God, we ask you now to expand your creative ideas. Let her hands prosper everything that she touched. Father God, grant her wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God, to do the things that you have called her to do. God, continue to anoint her voice. Give her praise lyrics, oh God, as melodies from heaven. Oh God, love her in your blood right now. Father God, we come against that spirit that is attacking our eyesight. We bind it now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we ask you to restore it 100%, oh God. Oh God, that even if you're lined up as you have ordained it, oh God, we bless your name, God. Cover in your blood, oh God. Release the ministry angels around it, oh God. Bless her going out and her going in. In the matchless name of Jesus, we lift up Deborah Terry's granddaughter to you, God. We ask you to burn the cancer cells in that child's chest. God, you
in
have
the
a healer.
Name
you
of
are
Jesus.
No problem again. God, you
yes,
have a miracle worker. Welcome
you
to
are
her
God.
Life right now. Oh,
thank
God,
you, God.
All of those that are sick and
yes,
in your
Lord.
Life. Let them
right up,
oh
God.
Your
glory.
God, we expect the unexpected.
Yes,
oh, God, we seek the unseekable. In the mighty name of Jesus, through you, God, all things are possible. And
no,
we give you the Lord and hold now.
Son,
in the name
God.
Of Jesus, we lift up proper down to you, oh God. Oh, God, your humble servant. God, bless her right now. The
pleasure
for the journey that you're taking him on.
Be
in the
mighty
of our hospital, oh God.
Therefore, we worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Lord.
Let your
hallelujah.
Blood fill these temples, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Father, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are worthy, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Prophet, prophet, prophesy, hallelujah. Speak, Jesus, speak, Holy Spirit.
Angie, I just heard the Lord go, I don't know what Spain and Italy going to mean, but I heard the Spirit of the Lord said you can ready to go to Spain and Italy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, I'm
under it. I heard you can go to Spain, hallelujah, and Italy, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, Jesus.
You go over there, favor going to rest upon you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your pocket, so said the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Worthy is the name of God.
Hold on.
Yeah. 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 Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes. Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I also heard the Spirit of the Lord say,
He's going to allow you to meet this man. Hallelujah. Jesus.
I see your face on the record label here.
I just saw the place. So, Dad, if you listen to this, I just saw the place. He told me a couple of weeks ago, he said, the Lord said, find a place. If you don't have one already, find another place. Find a place for him in your home, and he's going to give you that home with a room for a prayer room. I've always wanted just a room for him. Like I could close the door and it's just a room just for him. And
I have a one-bedroom apartment, me and my husband. So he said, find a place for him. And I have one in the bedroom, but I wanted to make it better. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to expand it. I wanted to make it better. And I'm sitting here looking at the place he desires for his place to be. And I saw myself, bent over praying and worshiping him right there. Right there. And he's gonna have it today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. This show wasn't even supposed to go that long today, but it did. Amen. It did. So we're here. I think we have a special guest on the line. Your mic is hot. I don't know how long you've been there, Prophet Shakespeare. I'm sorry.
God bless you, Angel. Thank you, honey, for carrying on for us. To all of those that's listening, I really just called in. I called in at the moment that you called my name to say, Dad, if you're listening, but I really didn't catch what you were really talking about there. But I just want everybody to know that I've been proud just about an hour and a half, 2 hours. And I'll be in Bowling Green ready to, minister tonight. But I thank God for my daughter and for my sons and daughters. What a proud father. On the weekend of Father's Day, to have such a one as Angel, and then my sons and daughters and those on the line that are here, sharing in the show today and on the page. I just want to say thank you so much. You make my heart feel grand and full of love. And just, I don't even know what to say. Just thank you so much. Now, Angel,
what?
Now tell me about what you were talking about at the house. I know it was about the house. Was it your house or my house?
My house. When you called me like a week or two ago and you told me to make a place for the Lord, and that when I did that, he was going to give me that house and that place where I would be able to have a room just for him. And that's always been a desire of mine, to have like this room for him. Like when I see it in my head, it's a big glass ceiling almost, so that I can still see outside, and his beauty and his nature can still come inside that room, and it's just a room just for him. I've always wanted that, but you said to find a place.
I called you and told you that?
Yeah, you told me, you said find a place for him in your apartment. If you I already have a place for him, so I was wondering, like, Lord, what do you want me to do? I'm in a one-bedroom apartment. Like, where do you want to go? Where do you want to be? So show me where you want to be. So I haven't moved that place until now. While we were praying and the prophetic was going forth, my eyes were closed, and I saw myself right almost where I am right now, and worshiping and on the floor on that prayer pillow and with all that other stuff right here. I saw it all right here, and he said, this is where I want to be. So this is where he's going to be after I get off this phone. I'm going to move everything.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Bless you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, my God, that makes me feel like it's better. Okay, it's your show. Hallelujah. Well, that's all of you that I just wanted to call in and let everybody know I love them. Please pray for us for tonight. Please do that for us. And then don't forget to meet us on Tuesday. Angel, you can elaborate on that a little later. On Tuesday night at the Truth Church. And then also, those of my sons and daughters, I'll be expecting that PayPal bell sale to ring this weekend. All right. Love you guys. Be blessed.
All right. Love you too. Bye-bye. Hey, man, that was a great, great surprise. Yay. I'm such a daddy's girl. Nobody knows how old I am, but when they see me and him together, they're like, oh, she's like 19. I'm like, oh, thank you. Nobody really knows like how old I am. I'll always be daddy's little girl.
Amen.
We have more callers on the line. This studio on the computer has been going wacky today. So he was probably on there for a while, and so were a couple of other callers. So if you're on here and you have something to say, you have a prayer report, praise report, prayer request, things of that nature, or want to respond to anything that has gone forth so far, we are not ignoring you. Press 1 if you have anything to say, and I will open your mic. Yeah, this has just been a fabulous, fabulous show. Man, I was drained and just tired when we started this show today. I was just waking up at like 10:30. My phone was full of phone calls. I was calling back, and then Dad got on and said, can you do the show? I'm like, But God is so good, and he always just has a plan. I thank God for being obedient, you know. I don't need the praise. I don't need the acclimates. I don't need all of that. He's just so wonderful. And when you're obedient, it's just the best thing in the world to just be obedient.
That's right. That's right.
Just be obedient. Amen. So that was the show. If anybody had anything else to say or comment on, we welcome you. 248-809, press 1 if you have anything to say. There's a weird number on here. I don't know if I should even invite them. Yes, 248 has something to say. Yay. Hold on. Your mic.
How you doing, sis? And everyone else out there, Andrea.
Hey. Hi,
yeah,
Andrea.
You felt my thoughts. I was like, wow, I just got on. So I just got the tail end of what you said. And your dad getting on, and I just I don't know. I'm just, you know, I'm always happy to connect with you all. My computer's been down, and to the best of my ability, I've been using my phone, so haven't really been able to type out prayers the way that I would like to. I'm in a season right now. I say I'm in Faithville. I'm really, really, really trusting God, and you are a witness to me, Angel. When we went to Toledo, you know, still believing God for my vehicle.
Amen.
God using destiny, like, let's go to the dealer. Like, you can't procrastinate. asking you all to touch and agree with me for this vehicle. On the natural, it appears, you know, like all odds are against me. And I believe the word of the Lord that said all things are possible, you know. And I'm just here in Faithville. I'm very thankful. Very blessed. You know, my testimony more than anything is I'm still here. Still
Amen.
Here. Just trusting God, you know, thanking him, my children, you know, all of us are fine. And that he's connected me with such a spiritual family that I feel closer to than my natural family.
Yeah.
You know, I thank God for all of you all. I just carry you all in my heart. I love you all. I mean, with my for real heart. Like, seriously, like, I'm like, the things that I would do for you all that you all don't even know because of my love, my godly, agape love that I have for you all. I'm very, very thankful. I really, really, really am. My testimonies just go on and on. Things that the doctors have said, I just haven't received, and I'm just very thankful. I had some things going on in my body a few months back, and I don't feel none of the symptoms no more. Very, very grateful. So I just want you all to know that I love you all, and just, you know, to touch and agree with me. But this truck, y'all know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get this truck. I'm the Grand Cherokee 2011.
Amen.
Andrea, I love you too. And then I'm going to let Prophet Darrell, he's the prophet of the hour. But the Lord spoke to me this morning, and I was sitting in the backyard in the air praying. The Lord said, expect the unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
And on that, we're going to let Prophet Darrell pray for you. Prophet Darrell.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Before I pray for you, the Lord said,
If you go on the second week of July, the second week of July, just go sit in the truck.
Okay.
And I guarantee you, you ain't going to walk up, you're going to drive off.
My God, today.
Hallelujah.
My God, today.
Obedient. Go to the car. All right, thank you, Holy Ghost. Go around the hour of 12 and 11:59. 11:59 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the car.
Okay.
And I guarantee you, and I won't take it back, you going to drive off.
My Jesus. God, today. Thank you, Jesus.
I never gave you somebody that gave a message like that.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And you ain't got to pay no money down.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Behind the scenes, interest rate ain't gonna be high.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. My sister, your daughter, oh God, we thank you for.
Yes, Lord.
We ask you to get her expectations out.
Yes.
God, we already know that you're going to feed her at the car lot. God, matter of fact, God, we know you're already at the car lot. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And God, already they got it, the computers and straightened everything out, oh God. And God, we just thank you, oh God. God, we thank you for her faith, oh God. We thank you for her obedience, oh God. But Father God, you said it in your word that if you will receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, so shall you prosper. And God, we thank you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for rebuking the devourer for her sake, oh God.
Yes.
We thank you for rebuking the adversary, oh God. And God, we just thank you for divine favor, oh God.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
Just ask you to do it now.
Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you. God bless you, Prophet Daryl. And thank you, Bertha Bertha. Love you.
Love you too, babe.
Love you, sis.
Love you too, babe.
Okay. Wow, what a great, great show today. This was amazing. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you so, so much. As we go into this Father's Day season, let's pray for, you know, the fatherless. Let's keep them on the forefront of our hearts and our minds. Those are, you know, the ones we are supposed to be praying for and giving to the fatherless, the widow, the orphan. And we want to do our father proud. See what we can do for somebody that is fatherless, you know. I'm ministering to a girl now. I've never heard her mention a father before in her life, and she's struggling with some things, with homosexuality, well, lesbianism. And she was one of the most beautiful dancers I knew in ministry. And I just, you know, I was just washing dishes one day and started praying for her, and the Lord was like, text her. And I text her, and she just started pouring out to me. So I just thank God again for obedience, for texting her. And so I've been ministering to her every day and fasting for her. And I've never heard her mention a father. So maybe that's something that needs to be pinpointed in her life, that absence of a father. And again, what Prophet said, Bertha, about us not knowing him as a father. You don't know him. You never know him as a father, and you can't access him in that way. So how can he be that to you, you know? When you don't acknowledge him as that, you don't let him in as that, you don't have him as that, you know. I don't know how people do it. I don't. All you know God is this big creator, this big divine thing. That's how you look at God. I don't know how you survive. I don't. I couldn't survive with him not being my father.
I know
that. But no better person to pray for fathers than a father's girl.
Yes. So I will. That's how we were going to close out the show today. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you now, Lord Jesus.
We thank you for those, Lord Jesus, who are on this line and this call, Father. We thank you for Prophet Daryl. We ask that you pour back into him for everything that he has poured out and obediently spoken, Lord Jesus. We thank you for Prophetess Bertha and all that she has poured out in her prayers, Lord Jesus, their wisdom, Father. Continue to increase it, Lord Jesus. We thank you for every caller that came online and poured out and shared and acknowledges you, Lord Jesus, as Father, Lord God. So be that now, Lord Jesus. Be Father. Thank you for my Father who is traveling now. Keep him, Lord Jesus. Keep the tires steady on the road, Lord God. You be the driver. You be the passenger next to him, Holy Spirit. I know you're with him. He knows you're with him, God, without a doubt. God, thank you, Lord Jesus, for his life and every piece of revelation that will fall from his lips, oh God, to the ears of those people on this evening and the rest of this week, Lord Jesus. I thank you for his safe return home. I thank you for a pleasant trip, Lord Jesus. I thank you for the favor that's waiting on him, the abundance that's waiting on him, Lord Jesus, that he may continue to pour into others, Lord Jesus, without even hesitating or thinking about it, Lord God. I thank you for the places that you are taking us, Lord God. And right now I pray for every young girl, Lord God, every young girl that is fatherless, Lord Jesus, that has not known her father, oh God. I pray specifically right now for those who have a father in the home and still don't know him as daddy, still don't know him as father, Lord God. I pray that you recapture and nurture those relationships, Lord God, that you send a ministering angel, that you send ministers, oh God, to the Father, Lord Jesus, that he will connect with his daughter, that he will love his daughter, Father God, that he will see you in her, Lord Jesus, that the daughter, Lord Jesus, will not be ashamed to love and show love to her father, oh God. They're crying out for love, Lord Jesus, these young girls, Lord God. They're crying out, Lord Jesus, for love, Lord Jesus. If they are fatherless, Lord Jesus, you show them the love, Lord God, that they need, oh God. You show them the love. You embrace them, Father. You take them up in the palm of your hand, Lord God. You gave me a father, yet you still loved me so much, God. You swept me off my feet. You captivated me, oh God. So I ask that you do the same for these young women that are fatherless, even those that have lost their fathers and known their fathers and to have a spirit of anger and bitterness now, Lord Jesus, because they lost their father, Lord Jesus, to sickness, to ailments, to violence, oh God. Restore the love, oh God. Restore the compassion, Lord Jesus. Restore now their hearts, Father God. We pray, Lord Jesus. We pray for the young men that are without fathers, that have no guidance, that have no wisdom, oh God. We need Solomons in this earth realm, oh God. We need Davids. We need fathers. We need Abrahams, Lord God. We need Jacobs, oh God. We need Jobs, oh God. We can't do that, oh God, without them having the wisdom and the knowledge, oh God. We can't do that, Lord Jesus. They won't come, Father God, without you being that father in their lives, oh God. So we pray that you cover them, Lord Jesus. Send even spiritual fathers, oh God, that will nurture them and relate to them and love them and won't use them and abuse them, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for showing them the way, oh God, the way out of darkness. Let them be lights, oh God, in the cities, oh God. Let them be lights, oh God. Let them be salt. Let them be, oh God, the incorruptible seeds that you have made and called them to be, oh God. And we call forth the manly man, oh God. We call forth that soldier, that violent warrior, oh God, that you have birthed into this earth realm, oh God. Don't let them fall dormant, oh God. Don't let them be capped off by the issues of their fathers and the past sins of their grandfathers. We act for the warrior in this season, Lord Jesus, the young heart and the young and the youth, oh God. We thank you now, Lord Jesus.
You will, that none would be lost. I pray,
yes,
Lord,
so.
Jesus, that your will be that none would be fatherless, that they will all know you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise, glory, and honor, Lord Jesus, today. And we bless you. We bless you, Father. We give you glory. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for being delighted in us today on this show. In Jesus' name, amen. And everybody said amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Yeah, everybody's mic is hot. Everybody say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Give God glory. Hallelujah. Well, glory to his name. We're going to close out this show. If anybody else had anything to say, all mics are hot right now. If you had anything to close with, go right ahead, okay? Every mic, if you're on the line, your mic is hot.
Amen.
Since we only have like about four or five minutes, since like you said, it's just the Father's Day weekend, some divine favorites, and Andrea, an intercessor, pray for fathers. Pray for the fathers.
Wow.
Yes.
Just pray that I will pray for the fathers.
I sure will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you that you are our Heavenly Father. We thank you that because of the spirit of adoption, we can cry out, Abba, Father, to you, God. God, we come to you, Lord God, humbling ourselves and repenting of our sins, O God. Repenting of the sins of the fathers, O God. God, thanking you in advance for the salvation that is coming forth in fathers this Father's Day weekend, Father. We give you the praise for each and every father, spiritual and natural, Father God. Even absent, Father God, we thank you right now for a refreshing over each and every father. We thank you right now that you send your ministering angels to minister to fathers, oh God. We pray that you will fill every void and, hallelujah, cause the love of Jesus to flood their hearts, oh God, that they will forgive themselves, oh God, and they will forgive others, oh God. God, that they would not try to make up for lost time, oh God, but they would start right where they are, Father. God, your word says that you would draw the heart of the father back unto their children, God. God, perform your word in the lives of your fathers, oh God. Do it for your glory. We lift up those fathers, oh God. Hallelujah. Those that may be on their beds of affliction, those that may be out, oh God, those that may be homeless, those that may not know you, oh God, and we're asking you to move by your spirit in their lives, Father God. We thank you right now, Lord God. We say a special prayer, oh God, for 19 children that lost their father this week, God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that they, God, hallelujah, would begin to know you as Father. God, your word says if your earthly father know how to give good gifts, then how much greater than your heavenly Father. God, we thank you right now, Lord God, that we thank you for the first of all gift of salvation, God. We thank you right now, Lord God, that souls are going to be saved this weekend. Their fathers are going to come back to you this weekend,
yes,
Father
Lord,
God.
Yes, Lord.
God, and we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that you use whichever way you see and deem necessary, God. If it's in the church, if it's on the street corner, oh God, we thank you that we're in our post, oh God. We thank you for the spirit of evangelism. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for an anointing to minister to fathers like never before. We thank you for the anointing upon the words that we pray and the words that we speak, oh God. We thank you right now, hallelujah, they will not only receive you, but they will begin to walk out their life in this earth realm, oh God, serving you, oh God, full of love and passion, oh God, not only for you, but for their children, oh God. We thank you right now for renewing relationships and reviving relationships. We thank you for spiritually awakening those fathers, oh God, that once knew you, Father God. We thank you right now that they raise up and become kings and priests in their home, Father God. We just give you praise that they don't put all of the responsibility on the mother, that they begin to take their rightful place, oh God. God, you said whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and we bind the spirit of Ahab that will cause men, fathers, to be in the back, oh God, but they will begin to come up in the front, God, and to speak a word, oh God, hallelujah, of assurance, oh God, through you and in you,
yes,
Father God. We just give you praise, oh God. We call forth fathers right now in the name of Jesus. Take your rightful places in the name of Jesus. We thank you now, oh God. Show them how to love. Show them, oh God, those that have never said I love you to their children, huh? Or to their wives or to their family. God, let this be the first time, God. Do it for your glory, Jesus.
For your glory.
For your glory.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name, we seal these prayers in heaven, oh God. Amen and thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, everybody, amen. Again, any last comments or anything? I just want to thank Prophet Daryl and Bertha for being on the line today continuously from point A to now. Thank you so much. Anybody have any last comments or anything?
Prophet Daryl, are you a father? Prophet Daryl?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you a father?
A spiritual father.
Well, happy Father's Day, Prophet Daryl.
Happy Father's Day, everybody, and all the fathers out there. Yes.
Yes.
And happy Father's Day to all fathers.
Yes.
Happy Father's Day, Prophet Shakespeare. We love you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Our Father, which art in heaven. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
We adore you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Well, I do want to reiterate this Tuesday at 24921 Ford Road in Dearborn, Michigan, inside of Harvest International Worship Center. It will be a Tuesday hour of power, night of fire. Again, I haven't been able to attend, but I hear they are having an awesome time. I'm hearing the musician to the attendants, I'm hearing it. I'm like mad I can't be there. But I've been in this opera, so I've been in rehearsals and stuff like that. But get out there Tuesday, 7 p.m. It's an hour of power. He's trying to keep it just at the hour, so you'll still have some daylight when you get out and can still have dinner and things of that nature. And I know the kids are getting out of school, so bring them too. It's an awesome time. Amen. And if you need more information, you can always contact us on PSN's Facebook page, and you can always email us by going online at the PSMINTL.org. That's PSMINTL.org, and you will also find the information there for our November prophetic gathering. The gathering you gotta be at. Okay.
Yes.
You gotta be there. It's moving to Chicago this year. It's usually in Detroit, but we're moving into Chicago this year, and you gotta, when I say gotta, you gotta be there. Okay.
Amen,
everybody. Thank you, everybody, for being on the air today. We're gonna go now. I don't know when I'll be back on with you guys, but love you. Love you so much. Have a blessed day. And remember what you were made for. I hope the woman got her dose. You know, she said she got on here to get her dose. Now give him his dose today, okay?
Amen.
Praise God. Glory to his name. You guys have a wonderful and safe day.
You too, Angel. Love you.
I was made for you, glory, Lord. I realize my purpose. I am here to worship you. Bring you glory. I don't need a microphone, not even a screen. Need an audience, not even the screams. I was made of your glory, Lord. Use me as you please. Every time I read your word, I'm looking for me. Move me now, Lord, if I'm not planting your seed or watering the tree. I want to bear fruit. I don't want you to curse me. I was made of your glory. Let the people see that it's not about me. Is the result of them eating off the tree. Made in your image, but we cover up with leaves. All for a false notice in exchange for your glory. Thank you for your word and another chance. I'm so glad I've heard of your recompense as I write the song on the paper.